And I want you to understand something. When it comes to all these things I mentioned, the public pool system, when it comes to daycare, when it comes to the television, these things largely tie together. And a lot of this comes back to the devil's plan. And what you have to understand about the devil's plan is that the devil will always offer you money to destroy the people. Okay? Genesis chapter 14. Notice what it says in verse 21. And this is the famous chapter where, you know, Lot basically is kidnapped, and Abraham basically arms his trained servants, and they go after them, and he's able to recover everything. And I want you to notice what it says in verse number 21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. What is he saying? Basically, just allow me to have the people, and I'll give you all the money. I'll give you all the supplies. You'll be rich as can be. Just give me the people. You know, that's the same plan the devil's doing today. Hey, just give me the people, and you can take the goods. You say, well, how does he do that? Well, basically, you know, you can have lots of money. Just both husband and wife work. Don't raise your kids. Let me raise your kids in the foundations of the devil, in the unholy mountains. You take the money. Boy, you can have nice restaurants every week. You can have a nice car, a nice house. You can have everything you want. Just give me the people. Look, he's offering the same exact thing today.
Yeah, right.
Nothing's changed. Genesis chapter 14. Hey, give me the persons. Hey, take the goods to thyself. And look, you know, what do most Christians do? I'll take the goods. My kids aren't that important. Yes, it's not like God gave me those kids. You know, that they were directly given to me by God for me expected to be raising them. I mean, hey, you can have the persons, Satan. Just, I'll take the goods. That's fine. That's what people are doing.
Yeah.
Now, they're not going to admit that is what they're doing. They are choosing money over their kids. That's what most people do. And look, you know, I understand that's not popular preaching. It is what it is, though.
Right.
That's what people do. And they choose that, you know what, I'd rather have the goods. And you know what? You have to realize, if you make that choice, you are allowing the devil to have the children. You're allowing the devil to have the people. Say why? Because there's two mountains. There's holy mountains, there's unholy mountains. Different mountains have different foundations. There's foundations that come from the Lord, there's foundations that come from the devil. See, the foundations of the Lord are raising your own kids. Bringing them up in church, spending time with your family. See, the foundations of the devil and his unholy mountain is, hey, you know what? You go and have your jobs. We'll just throw them in the public pool system and have the public pool system raise them. Well, you have to understand, if your kids are in the public pool system, they are being trained and taught by the devil. That's what the thing was. You have them in the public pool system. You have them in daycare. Look, they're being trained and taught by the devil. That's the reality of the matter. And so, you know, people like to just kind of put a blanket over their head and pretend it's not real. That's really what's taking place. And if you choose to just say, hey, you know what, just have our kids, you know, just be in the public school system, look, that's what you're doing. Okay? Now, look, I understand that probably most, if not all, of our parents, you know, they made choices like that. They didn't necessarily understand this, but that's why you got to preach it. So people know and don't make those same mistakes.
Right. Yeah.
So don't get mad at me about preaching that something that is obviously true. Just be happy that I'm preaching it so people can make the right decisions with this choice. Church. Because otherwise, you know, people are just going to do what everybody else does. Because people have this herd mentality. Everybody goes to college. I mean, everybody goes to college in today's world. Now, not everybody wants to go to college, but everybody goes, so everybody just kind of falls in there. And look, I graduated from college. I'm not saying I'm against college, but necessarily. It's kind of a little bit different here in the Philippines than in the U.S. What I'm saying is a lot of people just, they're 18 years old, they're like, I don't know what to do. What does everybody else do? Oh, they go to college. It's like, okay, I'll do that. Or it's like, oh, man, you know, I don't know if I can make it into college. You know, what do you do? Oh, wait, you can join the military. Okay, I'll just join the military. They don't even really think. They just do what everybody does.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, man, I don't know what to do. Just become a cop. Okay, yeah, I'll do it. I'll become a cop. They just do whatever because they have a herd mentality. They do what everybody else is doing. Okay? You say, well, you know, we need to love the LGBT. So what does everybody vainly repeat? Let's just love the LGBT.
Yeah.
Why? That's what everybody else is saying.
Right.
Okay? But you have to understand that if you choose to do this, if you choose to just let somebody else raise your kids, they are being trained by the mountains of the devil, not the mountains of the Lord. And the mountains of the devil have a foundation that's going to destroy their life. Okay, doesn't the Bible say, train up a child away, the Lord when he's old, he will not depart from it? Right? If you train your children in the way of the Lord, they will not depart when they get old. But what if they are trained on the foundations of the devil their whole life? When they are old, guess what? See, depending on what foundation you were trained on, that's what you're going to probably stick with.
Right.
And if you were trained in the mountains of the devil, in the foundation of the devil, guess what? When you're old, you're probably not going to depart from it. And look, the foundations be destroyed. Look at the righteous too. Pretty much nothing. Now look, what the Bible said in Psalms 87, I don't know if you're still there, you don't have to turn back, but it says this foundation is in the holy mountains. You have to understand the holy mountains are immovable. They're set. They're solid. It's not like, well, you know, homeschooling was something they did 1,000 years ago, but now it's changed. No, no, no. The holy mountains, they're staying there. They're not moving. Now, the world moves. The world changes because public school was not even the norm hundreds of years ago. See, the world changes their standards. See, the holy mountains, they don't move, though. See, the world, it's on shifting sand. It moves. And the foundation is very unsettled. But they change all the time. But see, the holy mountains, they don't move. That foundation is set. And God has a set system that works in, you know, 4,000 years B.C., 3,000 years B.C., 2,000 years B.C., 1,000 years B.C., the time of Christ, 1,000 A.D., it works today as well. Why? Because they're holy mountains, they're immovable. And look, there's a difference between the foundations of the devil and the foundations of the Lord. When it comes to the holy mountains and the foundation of the Lord, look, it's outside of location. It doesn't matter whether it's here in the Philippines or the U.S. It's outside of culture. It doesn't matter what our cultural background is or the different cultures there are. You say, well, my culture, you know, it's good for a man to wear a dress. Well, your culture's wrong. Because God's holy mountains are immovable.
Right.
You know, but it's common to see all these priests wearing a dress. Yeah, you know what? That's fine. That is common for these priests to wear a dress, but in God's word, that doesn't take place.
Yeah.
See, God's mountains, they're immovable. They're outside of culture, location, and time. The world, though, changes all the time. But you honestly have your choice. What is the foundation we want our kids to grow on? Because here's the only thing we can do. Now, we can get those people saved. That's not going to change their perspective on life. It's going to change to a degree, but it's not going to change everything. Okay?
Yeah.
Quite honestly, we try to enlighten them on various doctrines and various teachings and understandings of roles of men and women, things like this. They're going to think you're crazy, you're a bigot, you're rude, you're judging everybody, blah, blah, blah. Look, they're probably not going to change their mind on that.
Yeah.
You say, what can we do? Honestly, the only thing we can do is we can get kids at a young age on the right foundation. And when they're old, they won't depart from that. And quite honestly, we need a generation of, you know, people getting married and having kids and teaching them the right foundation. People that are willing to make that choice. You know what? You can have the goods, devil. I'll sacrifice some money. You say, why? Because I want my kid to grow up above the world. I want my kid to grow up and be a godly kid. Now, that's a choice we all have to make. And sadly, most people make the wrong choice. But I would hope at our church, people make the right choice. And that is all we can do. What can the righteous do? Well, here's the answer. What the righteous can do is basically say, you know what, it's a lost cause for people that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s. We can get them saved, but honestly, they're probably never going to change their perspective on life. But with these young kids, we are not going to let them go
right.
For the sake of money. Okay? Now, notice what it says in verse number 4, Psalms 11.